When the West African country Guinea gained political independence from France in 1958, it embarked on a program of cultural independence. Other West African nations did the same as they gained their independence. During the early 60s, West African governments ran music contests, resulting in some groups being dubbed national orchestras. Today, one of the big players of that era can be found every week playing in a small bar in Brooklyn. Here's the world's Alex Galifant in New York.
Barbez is in the Park Slope section of Brooklyn, but every Wednesday it heats up like a nightclub in Guinea's capital, Conakry. The Mandingo Ambassadors are a mixture of musicians from Guinea and the United States. It's not a full-time gig. They don't have a record label or much in the way of representation. But they do have Mamadi Kouyaté.
La musique est sans frontières si elle est bonne.
Music doesn't have borders, he says, if it's good. Kouyaté was born into one of Guinea's great musical families. His relatives played traditional instruments such as the kora and the balafon. In the 60s and 70s, Mamadi Kouyaté reworked old riffs and melodies onto the electric guitar. Kouyaté and other young musicians helped a newly independent Guinea reassert its cultural identity. But over the years, the country's autocratic leaders brought economic ruin, and Guinea became one of the poorest nations on earth. Government support for musicians dried up, so Mamadi Kouyaté tried to revive classic bands by operating a music center in Conakry. It was hard work.
C'était très difficile parce que quand ça se gâte, c'est moi qui repars.
It was very difficult, he says, because if something was broken, I had to fix it. If something was lost or stolen, I had to replace it. It was very demanding, but I did it out of patriotism. But Kouyaté's patriotism didn't mean he wasn't critical of Guinea's leaders. A trained economist, he was imprisoned a number of times for speaking out against corruption in the country. Eventually, the pressure grew too strong, and in 2004, he fled to the US, where he was granted refugee status. He made a new home for himself here. And luckily for the denizens of Park Slope, he brought his music with him. For the world, I'm Alex Galifant in Brooklyn, New York.
We're always online at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. We'll be back tomorrow.